Hello all, Group Talk here with more late night discussions. Today's callers were focused on how to get the most out of their already existing relationships. They talked about feeling stuck in the relationship. They provided some personal suggestions about how to begin to implement changes in their relationships. They shared the frustration, the boredom, the lack of romance. When did the relationship become so inconsiderate, unforgiving, lacking the excitement that it once had? They shared that they are noticing that they're becoming more upset in the relationship, feeling cut off and not knowing really what to do with that. They talked about wanting to rekindle things. Well, as you know, Group Talk has been encouraging changing the language that we speak to each other. For starters, it is a way of listening differently, which in turn helps us to respond differently to each other. So callers, I'd like to know, what are some of your ways of getting the most out of your relationship? It's a beautiful night here in New York City. I'm sitting in front of Macy's on 34th Street, and the tourists, the young ones, the old ones, the middle ones, have love in their eyes, wanting to get closer. You know, that's the kind of stuff that the summer brings. You know, lovebirds and that kind of thing. But getting the most out of a relationship, we believe, comes from communicating what you want. But in order to communicate what you want, you have to be able and willing to identify what you need. And being able to communicate that to the one you love. So Group Talk will be waiting and listening for your response. And I'm going to say, enjoy the weekend. The weather here in New York will be pleasant and hot. And so I will say goodnight for now. And I'm waiting and will be awaiting your response. Hello all, Group Talk here with more late night discussions. Today's callers were focused on how to get the most out of their already existing relationships. They talked about feeling stuck in the relationship. They provided some personal suggestions about how to begin to implement changes in their relationships. They shared the frustration, the boredom, the lack of romance. When did the relationship become so inconsiderate, unforgiving, lacking the excitement that it once had. They shared that they are noticing that they're becoming more upset in the relationship, feeling cut off and not knowing really what to do with that. They talked about wanting to rekindle things. Well, as you know, Group Talk has been encouraging changing the language that we speak to each other. For starters, it is a way of listening differently, which in turn helps us to respond differently to each other. So callers, I'd like to know, what are some of your ways of getting the most out of your relationship? It's a beautiful night here in New York City. I'm sitting in front of Macy's on 34th Street, and the tourists, the young ones, the old ones, the middle ones, have love in their eyes, wanting to get closer. You know, that's the kind of stuff that the summer brings. You know, lovebirds and that kind of thing. But getting the most out of a relationship, we believe, comes from communicating what you want. But in order to communicate what you want, you have to be able and willing to identify what you need. And being able to communicate that to the one you love. So Group Talk will be waiting and listening for your response. And I'm going to say, enjoy the weekend. The weather here in New York will be pleasant and hot. And so I will say goodnight for now. And I'm waiting and will be awaiting your response. Hello all, Group Talk here with more late night discussions. Today's callers were focused on how to get the most out of their already existing relationships. They talked about feeling stuck in the relationship. They provided some personal suggestions about how to begin to implement changes in their relationships. They shared the frustration, the boredom, the lack of romance. When did the relationship become so inconsiderate, unforgiving, lacking the excitement that it once had? They shared that they are noticing that they're becoming more upset in the relationship, feeling cut off and not knowing really what to do with that. They talked about wanting to rekindle things. Well, as you know, Group Talk has been encouraging changing the language that we speak to each other, for starters. It is a way of listening differently, which in turn helps us to respond differently to each other. So callers, I'd like to know, what are some of your ways of getting the most out of your relationship? It's a beautiful night here in New York City. I'm sitting in front of Macy's on 34th Street, and the tourists, the young ones, the old ones, the middle ones, have love in their eyes, wanting to get closer. You know, that's the kind of stuff that the summer brings. You know, lovebirds and that kind of thing. But getting the most out of a relationship, we believe, comes from communicating what you want. But in order to communicate what you want, you have to be able and willing to identify what you need. And being able to communicate that to the one you love. So group talk will be waiting and listening for your response. And I'm going to say, enjoy the weekend. The weather here in New York will be pleasant and hot. And so I will say goodnight for now. And I'm waiting and will be awaiting your response. Hello all. Group talk here with more late night discussions. Today's callers were focused on how to get the most out of their already existing relationships. They talked about feeling stuck in the relationship. They provided some personal suggestions about how to begin to implement changes in their relationships. They shared the frustration, the boredom, the lack of romance. When did the relationship become so inconsiderate, unforgiving, lacking the excitement that it once had? They shared that they are noticing that they're becoming more upset in the relationship, feeling cut off and not knowing really what to do with that. They talked about wanting to rekindle things. Well, as you know, group talk has been encouraging changing the language that we speak to each other, for starters. It is a way of listening differently, which in turn helps us to respond differently to each other. So callers, I'd like to know, what are some of your ways of getting the most out of your relationship? It's a beautiful night here in New York City. I'm sitting in front of Macy's on 34th Street, and the tourists, the young ones, the old ones, the middle ones, have love in their eyes, wanting to get closer. You know, that's the kind of stuff that the summer brings. you know, lovebirds and that kind of thing. But getting the most out of a relationship, we believe, comes from communicating what you want. But in order to communicate what you want, you have to be able, and willing to identify what you need. And being able to communicate that to the one you love. So group talk will be waiting and listening for your response. And I'm going to say, enjoy the weekend. The weather here in New York will be pleasant and hot. And so I will say goodnight for now. And I'm waiting and will be awaiting your response.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.